Episode 1290, Why Do I Have to Do Everything Myself?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy every day. How is your summer going so far? Hopefully, it's been going very well. It is almost over. Oh, I know school's around the corner, but we're not going to think about that. It's Mindset Monday. We're going to kick you off to an incredible week. Why do I have to do everything myself? We're diving deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how many times do you find yourself in a DIY project? It's a very popular thing nowadays. In fact, you probably have so many DIY projects in your life. You mumble, why do I have to do everything myself? Why do you say that? And it rolls off your tongue so easily and too frequently. Something has to give. And that give is not you doing more. This whole idea that no one can do it better or as fast or as good just won't cut it. You're hanging out with the destructive mentality of do it yourself all the time. I get you. DIY is awesome, but when you're DIYing life on everything across the board, you're going to exhaust yourself. You can physically put yourself in the grave, 6 feet under. Is that really what you want in your life? In time, it's going to break you mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and it will sneak in the back door of hurting relationships too. Plus, your finances can be impacted along with your energy. This whole I have to do everything myself is for the birds. It's ridiculous. You want to kill your passion? You want to kill your dreams and your goals? Keep rambling on in your mind. Or you can ramble out loud. I've done that many times. Why do I have to do everything myself? Well, why do you? Why do you have to do everything yourself? Have you really thought about that? Why do you make that comment? I caught myself a few days back and I was standing in my closet and I said, why do I have to do everything myself? It's always up to me. This is ridiculous. And I thought, this is ridiculous. How many times do I say this? And I started keeping track. You know, for me, it was like 5 to 6 times a day. And I thought, whoa, what is that feeding? How is that helping me? Is that just keeping me where I want to be in my comfort zone? Or is it pushing me out to where God wants to take me? What was it really doing? So I began to analyze myself, which I do frequently. I use myself as a study. Why? Because I'm a person. I'm a human just like you. And we get stuck in the rut. And one of the things we get stuck in is what we say to ourselves and even out loud. Why do I have to do everything myself? So answer the question, why do you? Maybe you were raised in a perfect home. Perfection was expected. So you always give 120% and you're really kind of tired of no one else doing the same. You're like, come on, step it up, people, and no one else will. Maybe you've just been burned too many times. You can only depend on yourself. Maybe you honestly believe that no one can do it better, so why let them? I mean, if you can do it better than they can, why would you give the reins to someone else? Well, that leads also to what? Control. Huh, who's a control freak? I know I'm a used to be wannabe. Okay, I'm a control freak. I try not to be all the time, but it is something that I am challenged with. And maybe, why do you do everything yourself? Maybe it's just easier. You've been burned too many times. You know how to do it. And you're like, if I just do it myself, I know it will be done the way I want it to be done. The expectations that I set will be there. Regardless of why you have to do everything yourself, you can't do everything yourself. I've been there. I've tried that. It almost ruined my marriage, ruined my family, and even my walk with God. And you say, how is all that related? I don't get it. When our mindset is that only we can do everything, and that's where we stay, we don't give way for what is supposed to happen. We don't allow God's creativity to come into our life. So if you are done doing everything yourself, which hopefully you are, and you want to talk about this and go a little bit deeper, what are you to do? Well, you got to break away from the all by myself mentality. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. You got to break away from this, I got to do everything. I got it. No problem. Because that's only going to get you 6 feet under faster. And I don't think that's one of your goals in life. I know it's not mine. So I'm assuming it's not yours. So let's break it down. What does it mean really to break away from this all by myself mentality? What does it look like? Number one, you've got to lighten your load and let it go. Lighten your load and let it go. What can you say no to that you keep saying yes to? Do you really have to be there every single week? Or can somebody else step up to the plate? And maybe you do it once a month. What is it for you? What does it mean to lighten your load? You may like the idea of, I'm so busy. But this, I'm so busy and I have to do everything myself, it's only going to get you into deeper waters. And not one you should be treading. So lighten your load and let it go. Number two, delegate what others can do. Believe it or not, people can do the same things you can. However, they may not do it exactly the way you do it. So it may look a little bit different. The timeline may not be the same. And you have to understand expectations are going to vary. You're like, but that's why I have to do everything myself. And that's why you have to lighten your load and let it go so you can delegate what others can do. Do you see how this all kind of wraps around? It's hard. I am challenged with this all the time. When I'm leading people. I'm leading a team. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, I've got to do this. This has got to be done. This has got to be done. And I look at it, I'm like, I got to do it all. And I'm like, no, you don't. And then I would sit here and argue to myself into a corner. Like, no, I really have to do it all because no one else can do it. If I tell them what to do, I might as well do it because that time I take to teach them is going to be more time than what it would take me just to do it myself. Have you been in that circle? Yeah, it's not fun, is it? But you can't do that. You got to break away from the all by myself mentality. Delegate what others can do. I promise you they can do it. No, it's not going to look the same way. Have you told your kids to do the dishes? How many of your children actually do the dishes exactly the same way you do? Well, I can tell you none of mine do, and I have five, and my husband doesn't even do what I do. Now, sometimes that's frustrating. Because I go in there, I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, why did they put that in the dishwasher? I want it hand washed. Okay, take a deep breath. It's probably not the end of the world. We think it is though, don't we? And it's just a dish in the dishwasher when really we just wanted it sitting out on the counter, hand washed. Yes, I've had a few experiences, probably more than I can count on my hands and my toes. And it frustrates me. But you know what? I do not need to be doing the dishes every single day. My children can do them. My husband can do them. I wish my puppy dog could do them because he eats as much as sometimes we do. But with all of that, you've got to delegate what others can do. Number three, champion others' strengths. This is my favorite one because this is the easiest way to get yourself out of doing something. The next time you're in a meeting, maybe it's volunteering at school. School's around the corner, you know? Yes, kids may be sort of excited. You're really excited, right? All right, so maybe it is volunteering at school and you're going to have a back to school party or something that's going to happen soon, a fall party. Maybe you sit back this time and don't be the one who says, I'll take care of this and I'll do this and I'll do this. Maybe sit back and let a few other people talk about them and ask them questions and say, you know what would you love to do, Susie? And Pam, I would love to see what you would enjoy doing. And you know, quite frankly, if I could just pick up paper goods this time, that would really help my schedule. Imagine that. You're championing someone else's strengths. You're letting them do what they love. You're allowing them to participate in what they feel worthy. That's huge. And that's a gift that you gave them by just saying, here, take what you do best. I'm going to champion your strength. I love that one. That's one that I wish we would all do more often. I'm still practicing it. I don't get it right all the time. And man, when I land it though, it's like, yes, and I celebrate it. Champion others' strengths. Delegate what others can do and lighten your load and let it go. And number four, get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. Stop and really question what only you can do. If it comes to your daily responsibilities in the house, okay, maybe you are the only one that can really cook a dinner. My husband will say, I am the only one that can really cook a dinner, unless if we want to do boxed mac and cheese, hot dogs, or TV dinners. And I've got to say that he does make a pretty good darn hamburger helper meal because that's what he proposed to me over. If that's what you want to eat, then my hubby can cook it. But otherwise, he's going to say, oh, no, honey, that is your cup of tea. But you know what? I'm happy to come in and do the dishes for you. I'm happy to clean up. I'm happy to have the kids help to set the table. You don't have to do everything yourself. But what happens? We're like, oh, they're just going to get in my way. It's just easier if I do it myself. I can clean up. I'll just straighten up. I'll put the stuff away the way I want it. You know what exactly what I'm talking about. Get out of your own way. Stop it already. Really question what only you can do. And then I want you to ask yourself this. What and where does God want you leading? That's a sticking point. What and where does God want you leading? Most of us think that this whole idea of do it yourself, I've got to be my own superhero. I've got to, you know, wear the cape and be extra, extra busy to show that I am worthy. But when we stop long enough and we ask the question to God and say, well, what and where do you want me to lead, Lord? That changes everything. When you begin to break away from the all by myself mentality, what you're going to find is a decrease in stress and anxiety. Yes! I don't know about you, but I am so not wanting extra stress in this world. I've got it enough just from my children and them growing up and my husband and his job. And then I have my business. Why pile on more things than I really need to? Also, you're going to gain more energy. Why? Because you get to sleep better. You gain energy. We all need more energy. The older you get, what happens? Your energy decreases. You want to gain that energy. Plus, you enjoy some extra free time to use where you desire. Maybe you're a crafter. Instead of spending 30 minutes in the kitchen cleaning up after you just spent, it seems like, an hour in preparation for dinner, you can go and spend 30 minutes in your craft room enjoying what you want to do. And even if it's not for 30 minutes, maybe it's just 10 or 15. That's a breath of refreshment for your soul, for your mindset, for your week. All of us could use some extra free time in our lives. Now, I want you to think about this. One thing you need to really understand, God doesn't do life without you. He knew from the moment he created man the importance of his creation to make disciples of all nations. God doesn't desire to do everything by himself. Remember, there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. You've got God the Father, right? And he could say, oh, I know what it's like to be a human. I created them in my image. I got this damn. But he said, no, a piece of me needs to walk where they walk. I want my son to be on the journey that they traveled, the roads they walked, the dirtiness. I want him to feel the pain that my children will feel in the world. I want to understand it even further and deeper. God the Son. And then he said, but wait, I want to be with each of them at all times. I want to feel their heart. I want to feel their soul. I want to feel their mind. God the Holy Spirit. God leads us by example. Shouldn't his example be more than good enough for you? What if God sat back and asked, why do I have to do everything myself? Okay, I don't think I have a deep enough voice for God, so I just came up with that voice. But imagine it, trembling. Why do I have to do everything myself? It would be selfish of him to do so. God can do anything and have everything. But it proves the importance of his creation. Relationships are worthy. Are you trying to spin your wheels to be busier than what you really need to be? Are you trying to live up to something that really, frankly, God does not want that title on you? This do-it-yourself mentality, I have to do everything myself because only I can do it. Let someone else carry that burden, not you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And it wasn't to be everything for God. It wasn't to be everything for everybody. It was, however, to be everything for yourself and for your family and for God. But are you trying to add in all these other et cetera's, miscellaneous that go on and on and on? What can you say no to today to open up doors to say yes to something else where God is pointing you towards? This is where you're supposed to be. He doesn't want you to do everything by yourself. So maybe he's nudging on you right now and knocking on your heart and saying, you know what? You've been waiting way too long. You need to take a chance on creating impact in your life. You need someone to come beside you. Maybe this whole idea of coaching scares you to death because you have to be vulnerable. You have to show your true colors. I promise you right now, God shows his true colors every single day. He expects us to do the same. I am not perfect by any means. I come to you daily for reasons that I believe God is saying, you need to speak to this because other people are not. And when they do, it's kind of like just a make-believe or a surface level. It's not diving in and bringing it to the core of what really matters. If you're sitting there going, I've got to get more. I'm tired of doing everything by myself. Maybe tears are running down your face right now. You're exhausted. You're tired. Your marriage might be falling apart. Maybe you have an estranged relationship with your mom. You're wanting to begin to mend your life. You're ready to create your now. If that's you, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. All you have to do is click on the link, take aim in the show notes. When you do that, that begins our conversation. And I will schedule a call with you. You and I get to talk one-on-one specific to your situation. I want to be here for you. I want to walk beside you. You don't need to do everything by yourself. It's time to banish that mentality. Begin to change it. Make a choice today to make a change in your life, to live, love, and impact. Let go and let God lead. Will you follow His lead today? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.